a long time.
Well, he's very much the same way Joe Kraft is. They're out, and they don't get consulted, and they don't feel that great power. And you could throw all three of them on the scales at once, and it wouldn't be 89 pounds. But they have these little parties out at Georgetown, and they discuss. And Bill Moyers tells me, I just want to be sure there's no basis for this, that they had a party last night, and Joe Alsop called up very excited today and said that he and Kraft and all Evans. And
was this at Evans' house?
Yeah.
There was, I know I was invited to one, and I couldn't remember what night it was. Last night I could.
Well, it was Evans' house, and the Kennedy crowd decided that I had framed up to get to Armed Services, the Senate, to call McCone to put the Vietnam War on Kennedy's tomb, and that I had a conspiracy going on to show that it was Kennedy's immaturity and poor judgment that originally led us into this thing, that got us involved, and that his execution of it had brought havoc to the country. And that McCone had gone up and done it, and that this was my game to lay Vietnam off onto Kennedy's inexperience and immaturity and so forth. A good deal more, but that was the guts of it. I explained by saying that I knew nothing about his being called. That was Russell. McCone told me he was going. McCone told me he was distressed about some weapons, but I told Bill not to tell him that. That's all he talked to me about. He didn't mention Vietnam. That I asked McNamara to consider it, take a look at it. McNamara had an officer go with McCone. McCone told me he's going to ask him to. And I hadn't heard McCone since, and hoped I didn't, but I subsequently checked with McNamara, and he told me that he thought things were all right, so I assumed, since McNamara was a part of the administration, that
things going to be tagged with the war in any case.
What?
And it's going to be tagged with the war in any case.
That since he was a part of the administration, I'd assume that he didn't resent very much what it said, or he would have said to me that it didn't go right, or it wasn't true or something. But he told me that the hearing went off all right, and I guess he'd be a good authority to tell him that I considered myself responsible for every decision made by Kennedy. Beginning with the nomination of the vice president and the adoption of the platform, through the Bay of Pigs, through the Dominican Republic and Jim problems, and right down to that day in Dallas. And that I had an opinion on occasion too, including civil rights and one or two others. But I never discussed them with anybody but the president, and never discussed them with anyone since, and didn't propose to. And that whatever he did, I supported. And if they can find a more loyal man in this town to him or to his memory, I'd like for them to produce him. And that I had a considerably bigger slice of the Kennedy presidential pie making him president than either Roland Evans or Joe Kraft, even though they wrote a few speeches. Now that's about the story. It's not worthy of a lot of your attention, except I wanted you to know that that's what they were saying, and I assume that it's an injustice to McCone too, isn't it?
I think so, Mr. President. I haven't talked to McCone, but I myself talked to Fitch, and also to Buzz Wheeler had talked to Fitch, and it was Buzz's opinion, as it was mine, that based on what Fitch told us, now I haven't seen any text or anything like that, but based on what Fitch told us, it was my impression that McCone did a good job. I do know this, that from everything you said, you would have been delighted if McCone hadn't gone up there.
Sure,
so
to
indicate that you maneuvered the appearance just as obviously incorrect, I can maybe do something about this. I probably should have gone to that party last night. It was, I think, a farewell party for Forrestal. I had to go to Herder's, and I didn't go. But I can get back into communication with some of those people and I think throw some light of realism onto whatever they're thinking about. Did I understand that also called to report this or to...
Called to report it to bail.
Because I think that Alsop strongly supported President Kennedy's decision to engage in this war, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine now he'd be going back and trying to accuse him of making some serious errors and getting mixed up with it.
Well, no, Alsop's not. Alsop is saying that I'm doing that.
Yeah.
Alsop's charging that I'm getting McCone to go up
and
lay the blame for Vietnam
on
Kennedy's tomb.
Yeah. Well,
now, of course, I have never laid any blame on Kennedy.
No.
Have you ever heard me blame Kennedy for anything?
Absolutely not.
No, even when you knew that I did not share opinion.
That's right. No, I've mentioned this to Jackie several times. I've been very impressed by your attitude on that. Well, the president was alive, as a matter of fact.
I may not have anything else in my life, but I got loyalty.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I want you to know it,
well,
and I want you to straighten it out. You might find out, though, to be sure that nothing like this happened. I can't believe it did, or you'd known it. I think if they'd gone up there and said that we got into Vietnam, I was told by someone that Russell purposely came out and said we reviewed Vietnam as a cover
for the
submarine and the missiles. Did you hear that? Did you?
And not on Vietnam.
McCone didn't tell me, and so Russell didn't. I don't know who. It must have been some newspaper man that suspected. Somebody told me, though, that he came out and discussed that. But I think that if any of this crowd is in your vicinity or in your associates' vicinity, I think what you ought to say to them is this, that I came into Vietnam. I went out there in early 61. I was permitted to make any recommendation I want to at any time, but I assume full responsibility for everything and don't ask anybody else to take it, including President Kennedy. And during his lifetime, whatever he did, I was for. And in his death, it's my complete responsibility, and I don't shove it off on anybody else. And that's that.
Sure. Well, I'll do that, and I think I can do something on this. You probably know that Kraft and Evans are related by marriage. Their wives are cousins.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they are, and they're close from that point of view. And I'll try to get at both of them.
Thank you.
Thank you.